hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
X-Go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize.
Oh,
but I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Kristen Takeman and John Hill join the show. We talk about Jameson's fire failure, my day in family court, and the odd item Shane keeps in his bag. We had a very interesting experience. We were walking to the studio from the coffee shop, and you could tell that someone was approaching us who was a bit off. They looked like they were talking to themselves, but I believe it was a Tourette's syndrome situation. As he walked by,
among
I'm guessing
things.
John, as he walked by John, he said, butt fucker faggot.
Authoritatively.
And I said, well, he's not wrong.
We were walking four across, first of all. And I
Kristen leading the way.
Yeah, I was leading the way. I was like, okay, I'm going to take the lead. We're going to be confident because you're not sure what's going to happen. And then that came out of his mouth. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
And then what did you say?
He's just calling it like he sees it.
Totally.
Yeah. He was, and then we all kind of cowered, like, well, I guess he's right.
Oh my God, so funny.
And Kristen was just laughing her ass off.
Oh my God, I peed my pants, literally. It was so funny.
It was kind of an interesting way to start the day. We have a lot to cover. Yesterday, our broadcast was abruptly cut off because the fire alarm went off. Now, apparently, you know, what backstory is, Jameson, did you volunteer for the role as fire marshal?
I was asked. They saw a glimmer of hope and potential in my eye, and I was asked to be the fire marshal.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this is when we moved into this building, so this is like 2019, April.
And with the job, you got a vest and a whistle or something?
Yeah, I brought it with
me.
Were
you that kid in elementary school who was like,
yes, John, I was.
The crosswalks.
Yeah, I had the sash.
Okay.
The whole thing.
Did you have to do any reading, take a class?
I was instructed. I made it very clear because I was like, I'm not going to be a hero. So I was like, I'm not going back in to save people. They said, no. You only have to make sure the people around you are gone.
Do you know how to operate a fire extinguisher?
I don't know. Sure.
I think you just pull the pen, right?
Yeah,
you do.
And squeeze.
I think.
You spray it, pull it, squeeze it.
You have to know where it is. That's a big
squeeze.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were instructed on what to do mm-hmm. in case of a real fire, an emergency. Yeah. Now, we've had a few.
Stop, drop, and roll.
We've had a few false alarms here at SiriusXM.
A few.
And
we've had probably 10 in the last year.
I don't know about 10, but we've had a few
of them, but we've had at least 10.
So yesterday we are broadcasting, and I believe we have audio of exactly what happened. The alarm went off. We were a bit concerned, but we looked towards our trusted fire marshal to lead us. And what happened? And then I thought, no. What's
fire alarm. I'm not concerned. Keep going. Fire marshal.
Fire marshal.
Wait,
is
our
here.
Fire alarm's going off here at SiriusXM.
Okay. Let us remember Alyssa has now investigated. We are with the fire marshal. Naya is checking it out. Let's just keep
it's
going.
It's most likely a false alarm. They trip it when
what
there.
If it's not?
Well, what if it's not, then we'll leave.
Why don't we go to
are
break?
You sure?
Let's go to break. Let's make sure this is not legitimate.
Yeah.
Is it a real fire? Okay,
real
so then
scary.
when I went to my live read. All of a sudden, everyone is taking off their headsets and leaving, and you had then told me that this is not a drill, that we have to evacuate.
Yes.
Okay. So that was after Naya had gone out to determine what was happening, not you. Right. You were sitting here saying, it is a drill. Don't be concerned.
Well, funny you mentioned Naya. I had full trust and faith in Naya that she would receive the correct information.
Naya is not the fire marshal. You are. So it turns out there was either an electrical fire or there was, well, I heard it was a car fire, and I'm sure it points to a 2005 Hyundai on P4. I heard it was a car fire in the parking structure.
I wish. No, it was an electrical fire. There was a room, in the electric room, there was a fuse or something that fizzed.
So the entire building was evacuated.
And I would like to say, in my defense, once I knew it was a real fire, I stood at the door and I waited for everyone to leave the studio. I looked around to make sure there was no one in my eyesight, and I got my ass out down the stairs.
It was
working while I was marching down the stairs. Called our central command to let them know we were going to be off the air as soon as the commercial ended. So I feel like
I am just grateful that the fire was not on the 8th floor, because I don't think we all would have made it out.
No way.
Because you thought it was a drill, and it was not a drill. And the only person, you know, who saved our lives yesterday?
Who?
Naya.
Naya. Yeah.
Thank you, Naya. I nominate her as the new fire marshal.
Give
her the vest.
And the whistle.
The hot stuff.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God.
I brought my vest. I brought my whistle.
Good. Oh. So since now, this is very interesting, right? Even though he's defensive and, in my defense, he actually, from what I understand, has resigned. And I got a hold of his resignation letter. So I'll just read you a few excerpts.
Who is this to? Who'd you write this to?
SiriusXM colleagues. He's resigning. Following a recent incident in which a major malfunction occurred under my supervision, which compromised the safety protocols and jeopardized the well-being of our employees, I am formally resigning from the position of the SiriusXM fire marshal effective today. As someone entrusted with the critical responsibility of ensuring fire safety, I understand the gravity of my error and its impact on the team, the community, and the world. Included with this letter, you will find my safety vest and whistle.
That's maturity.
Wow.
Good riddance.
This is mature.
You failed us miserably.
You did fail, but you succeeded.
Everyone
in being...
was safe. And in
thanks
my defense,
to Naya.
Sort of.
In my defense, we have so many false alarms. And if we got up at every... Although I do have to say, I do think it's important to always heed the fire alarm.
You have to.
I am passionate about that.
No, you were not. You were passionate yesterday.
Now you are.
I'm so passionate about it.
Liver died.
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
And
after you made the mistake.
Can we just talk about the elevator, Jeff? You don't ever take the elevator in emergency. Ever, ever,
but
ever.
I heard we have a generator.
It doesn't matter.
You heard that from yourself.
Mm-mm.
You just made that up.
Do you have a generator?
Someone told me we have a generator, so the power doesn't go out, so I don't have to go down 8 flights of stairs.
But it's more about the fire will, like, eat the... Yeah. Like, you won't be able
it
to go up
it.
And
the
down.
Fire eats
the fire
elevators.
Eats it. Yeah.
Also, by the
wait,
way...
Hold on. You were waiting for the elevator, too.
I went straight for the elevator.
Oh, my God, you guys!
The fire alarm?
We both did.
Okay. We all deserve to die.
Yes. Somebody, there needs to be a course. You guys
I would also like to say, as we're evacuating down the stairwell, I just see Jeff Lewis and Shane Douglas dip out on P4, not go all the way down, as instructed. And I thought, huh. And then 5 minutes later, we're all there at the base of the stair, and we see Mr. Jeff Lewis rolling down in his Range Rover.
Yeah.
Ain't no one going to stop her.
Thought it was smart.
Get out.
Get the car out. Hold
on. I'm not going to have my car trapped in the building all day.
Yeah.
I love that car. I don't want it to burn.
Well,
I thought the same exact thing. And in my head, it was like teachers in middle school, like, are you the kind of person who will run back into a burning building? And I was like, I am. Yesterday, I realized I am. I want my car.
You know how
I
long?
Go home.
I want my car. We're talking about saving people or pets.
Yeah. Do you know how long it took me? I waited a long months for that Range Rover. It's the first edition.
We need to
do
talk
about
that.
You know how I can't replace it.
It has a fridge.
Mine has a fridge.
I was worried mine might get impounded again.
Oh,
my Volkswagen.
Oh my
Not
God.
Again.
I think I caused the fire in my brain, though, because we were doing a pre-tape interview with Dr. Phil, and no offense to Dr. Phil, but I said, like, God, if you are real, get me out of here. The fire alarm went off. So God's real, y'all.
Well, I officially hand over my vest and my whistle to Naya. I did just blow it.
Does she accept it, though?
Naya, will
you
be...
Look, she doesn't look so confident. She doesn't want it.
She won't do it.
Because she knows. All you ungrateful bitches.
Oh!
That she knows.
We are grateful to her because she got us out.
Yeah, we're not ungrateful at all. She saved our lives.
I was yelling.
She's my queen. Let's go get out quick.
You're a hero, Naya.
You saved my Range Rover.
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you, Naya.
Thank you.
And your, what do you drive?
It's a Volkswagen Taos.
It's nice. I love that car.
I do love it.
And you're current on the payments now, right?
I'm more than current. I'm ahead.
It got repossessed at one point. Not out of P4,
though. Oh, my God.
I park at I don't want to say where I park, but I park in a very special spot.
Here?
P2.
I park across the street in the open lot. Like it. I like an open lot.
So do we know whose car caused the fire, or was it indeed an electrical fire?
I believe it was a fuse that sparked in
it.
And where is that in the basement?
Me.
What
I don't
floor
know
was
where
on?
That is, actually. I'm
Where's
not
this
sure.
electrical room?
All right, guys. The next time this happens, evacuate immediately. Mm-hmm. Right? And don't no take... elevator.
Okay.
And don't go to your car.
You know, I also
oh, I'm
say...
for sure going to
I don't
car.
Regret the car thing because then we had the car on the street.
I would have had to Uber to court. I had to go to court yesterday. I would have Ubered.
Mm. I also want to say, in my defense, the very first thing I thought about when it went off. So when the fire alarm goes off, the air stops so it doesn't...
A lot of in my defense.
So in my defense, the very first thing I thought was, oh no, the air conditioning is going to go off. And poor Jeffrey is going to get warm.
Oh my gosh. That's
and I'm going to have to fight for them to turn it back on.
You're so selfless.
Aww.
That's what I thought.
Wow.
Well,
see?
The person, person who saved my life was the hot, muscular guy who rapped on the glass and was like, you need to take this seriously and get out of here. I had no fire marshal. I had no one. It was just me and Dr.
Who was that?
Who was that?
We are it still trying to find him.
It was the security person.
He was an angel.
It wasn't a firefighter.
Oh, he used to not be hot. He's hot now.
He got hot.
You know why? He drinks 5 gallons of water a day, and he's lost so much weight, and he's getting hotter and hotter.
Hotter by the day.
And I know.
Fire or
I saw him in the stairwell, and I was like, who's that? Oh, my God, that's the same security guard.
He saved my life.
Funny.
No, different one. This is a different one.
A different hot security
guard.
Wait,
I know
who you're talking about.
The
this guy
one?
Is not a security guard. He is a low... I've never seen him before in my life. He was an angel just that appeared yesterday.
Wow.
Did he have blonde hair?
He kind of did.
I saw him,
He was this holding a laptop. He looked like he works in some sort of, like... ops or some bullshit. I mean, not that that's bullshit, but some sort of like ops. And is like, he just like was running out of his technical, cool, straight guy, bro, jacked office and was like, get out, you're on fire.
And, and
I was
then
like,
he woke
you
up.
You know what?
And then
I know
up.
That guy. I talked to that guy in the restroom.
Uh-huh. I bet you did.
Oh,
I did.
Here we go.
I know who he is. He is a straight guy.
I know. And I was,
I know who he is.
He saved my life yesterday. So.
Wow.
But I was not safe. I know that Jameson said I was safe, but actually my security was compromised. And when I got down to that parking lot, Kelty Knight's husband came over and said, I heard you say that I'm cheating on my wife.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, because he works on the sixth floor.
Rock Nation.
I thought I was safe because, you know, you need a fob to get on the eighth floor. So Kelty Knight's husband does not have a fob to get to the eighth floor. I've been avoiding him since I shit talk him. And then he's like, so what's the deal? I'm like, oh.
There's a fire. I
just,
have to go.
I was just joking.
It's an emergency.
Yeah.
Hello.
So I was not safe. I was actually safer here inside the studio.
See, yeah. So there. I did keep you most safe here.
Oh my God. I'm just glad none of us asphyxiated.
Yeah.
God.
Really, the moral of the story is to get up as soon as you hear a fire alarm. It is incredibly important. I was the person in college who, at every single fire alarm, got up and left the 12-story building.
I hid in the bathroom.
You
stop
better.
It!
I want SoFi personal loans to realize everybody was evacuating, and I finished my live read.
They're going to hear it
true
in the background.
Professional.
Yeah,
so
that
crazy.
Is a professional.
Yeah. Unlike someone else.
Yeah.
I resign. I knew I was getting it today, and I apologize for failing all of you and the world. And
this is a housewife situation.
It is.
I'm sorry you
it
feel
is.
Like
the receipts. He's got the receipts.
No, he's resigning before he gets fired.
He's
okay.
Willing to focus on his family.
Okay, Candy Burris.
Yep. I am. I have other projects.
The door is not open for you.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
He's
forward.
On pause.
Spring
completely.
Yeah.
He's not. He just got straight up fired. He was gonna, there's no pause in this situation.
Hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona.
And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
X-Go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor... State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
As you know, yesterday was the face-off. I thought it was Fredenberg versus Lewis, but they said Lewis versus Fredenberg.
I love that you're
Who's
first.
Who's suing who? Who's
what suing were you whom? There for?
Whom? the issues were Gage is asking for more child support, attorney's fees, plus a new custody schedule, and then we had to work out our holiday schedule. So
this is why I am staying single. I'm not even going to ever have
ever
a boyfriend.
Get married.
No one is coming in or anywhere near this.
And you can never get divorced.
I know,
Kristen.
That's what I'm saying. Hello, I was just going to say. All right, if you're married, just keep it. Stay.
Keep it that way.
Yeah. It's so much easier.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. What? That's such a bummer. So what happened?
Well, first of all, I don't know what was going on, but we couldn't find parking.
There's something with the Philharmonic. At the same time,
your car was on fire
downtown.
Oh my god, yeah, hello, never mind the
so
problem.
Shane, I'm like, Shane, we gotta, I said, I'm gonna be late. I'm like, I gotta just, you gotta drop me off and go find parking.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, when I went into the building, they said, I said, yeah, I'm here for family court, and they said, you're in the wrong building. And so I had to then walk out the building and then walk south until I found the right building where you were parking the car. Then I don't know how I ended up on the fourth floor, but it was like, how do I describe it? Apocalyptic.
Oh no.
It was like, God. I love Walking Dead. I just don't want to be in an episode of The Walking Dead, but it kind of felt that way. I was like, where the fuck am I? It turns out it's like they're calling it, it's a nice way of calling it. What do they call it? Self-help?
It's the self-help.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
What?
I think it's like if you need help like doing legal things, like you don't have access to a computer or like you don't know how to do certain things, and they will help you do it there.
Oh, I might need
that.
I don't think you want to go there.
Okay. Oh my gosh!
So then I realized I was on the wrong floor. So I went down to the second floor, where the family court was. Now, honestly, like it was a very tough day. It was an emotional day. I think the worst part of it, to be honest with you, is there was a new judge, and I found him very calm, mild mannered, practical, but. You know, the issue comes up with attorney's fees, and my attorney's arguing, and support. My attorney's arguing, say, you know, Mr. Fredenberg makes a good living here. Mr. Fredenberg has the ability to pay his own attorney's fees. And then his attorney says, yes, but there's a quite a bit of a disparity in income. You know, Mr. Lewis makes a lot more. So then the judge starts doing this comparison, like, and he kept doing it over and over. Well, if Elon Musk... was here with Beyonce.
What?
And he was doing this comparison to kind of say, like, Beyonce may be a billionaire, but Elon Musk, you know, maybe has a 50 billion, whatever it is. But this whole time I'm thinking, I'm Beyonce, right?
No! 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 What? No!
And
no!
I'm like,
no!
The whole time, because he kept bringing it up, Beyonce, oh, Elon Musk. This whole time I thought I was Beyonce. Until I realized, wait a minute.
Oh my God.
Am I Elon Musk in this scenario?
Ew.
And God. Gage is Beyonce?
You were Elon
what?
In that scenario.
That would have cut deep. I'm sorry.
Oh
I'm
my God.
So self-absorbed, which is what they called me in the documents. They said I'm a self-absorbed Disneyland dad.
Oh. What?
Yeah. I guess also a butt fucker and a faggot.
And a
faggot.
Well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just never assumed that entire time that I wasn't Beyonce.
You were Elon in that scenario.
You were never the Beyonce.
How is that possible?
Yeah.
That's what I said. That was the most insulting part of the day.
No matter how tan you get, you're never going to be Beyonce.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny because I said to Gage, I'm like, yeah, you have a little zit right here in your nose. He's like, yeah, you're orange.
Oh my God.
And then it was very uncomfortable because we had to go and they closed the court, thank God. So it was just ours. But we had like seven people.
Even the
judge is like, wow, a lot of people. Because I had two attorneys so plus the paralegal. He had plus Shane, of course.
And I offer a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. And
Beyonce
then,
rolls deep.
Yeah.
And then he had two attorneys.
I'm Kelly. I walked out.
You're Michelle.
So there was not enough chairs. So they had to start moving chairs around.
How funny.
And then I was like, Gage, would you like to sit next to me? And even the court reporter's like, and starts laughing. Just trying to break the ice.
Oh my God.
But first of all, let's talk about Gage's attorneys.
Let's.
All right. So Alex. I like Alex. And I'll tell you why I like Alex. Because even though Alex may hate me.
Is it a man or a woman?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Man.
Okay.
He's very professional. Like he said, good morning.
We like
he
that.
Shook my hand.
Yeah. Wow.
I said, nice to see you.
Not sure.
Because you know what? It's just, why? Yeah. But then the other one, Allison. I mean, she's a resting bitch face. Permanent resting bitch
not
face.
Not even resting, like active.
And she can't even control her hate towards me.
Maybe that's a strategy. She's trying to psych you out like it's traitors. at the round table.
You and the traitor.
Oh, you think that's
she's
what it was?
Yeah, she's trying to psych you out.
Well, the weird thing too is that
I put her name on my chalkboard.
My attorney's associate said that Allison had called him to discuss something with the case and like went off on me for like 30 minutes, like calling me an asshole, like talking about what a horrible person I am.
What?
I'm like, fucking be professional,
yeah.
Allison.
Oh
like,
my God.
Stop making this personal. Yes, fine, you don't like me. I don't like you. Yeah. It's not about you.
I think the lady doth protest too much. I think she's secretly a Trump and she's overcompensating.
Ooh, could be.
And she's like going to act like this just to hide the fact that she's like a rabid Trump.
Ooh, shout out Allie.
Well, I did, and I was wrong. I made a negative comment about her purse the last time I saw her.
Well,
I just thought it was fun. It's a nice bag, but
What was the comment?
I just said I noticed that my attorney has a Chanel bag and she carries a Coach bag.
Oh.
And so it's a nice bag.
That's amazing.
So guess what? Somebody upped their bag game yesterday.
Stop it. Mm-hmm.
However.
To what?
Did she rent
Chanel.
The runway?
However, she looked good in all black, don't you think?
Yeah, it was a
considering
very
the
easy outfit to put together.
Yeah.
So. It was easy.
Okay. Hey,
that, what are you saying?
Putting it up.
Hello.
Chris is wearing a onesie.
I know, I'm wearing a onesie.
But you did the jacket over. So here's the thing. It was a Goyard bag, but I'm legally blind, and I was across the room. I don't know if it was real. It looked like something she bought on Grander Hill.
I've seen that bag on the street of Fifth Avenue on the little blanket that they put out.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I could spot that bad stitching a mile away.
Oh
and
God,
I'm blind.
I love that you said Grander Hill, by the way. Randomly, I get that catalog. That's the only reason why I know that. Why do
no,
I get
I'm
that catalog?
I'm talking about like 2nd Street, 4th Street, yeah. Grand or Hill.
Oh,
like where they sell.
There's a catalog.
Let's put it this way. Okay. The women on the 4th floor had better fakes.
Oh. Wow. This poor girl. Well, that's what she gets for being a biatch.
Yeah.
No reason.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, and then by the way, she's like, so the judge, first of all, nothing was going to get resolved. Nothing. Literally no decisions. And then they were supposed to go to lunch at noon. And he said, we can come back at 1:30. And then nobody wanted to come back. And but because they need an evidentiary hearing, which is now in September.
Jesus.
3 days. And guess what that's going to cost me?
Oh, my God.
How
many Chanel bags?
$90,000.
Staying single. Dying
for
alone.
For 3 days. Oh $90,000. Because I was asking Jack, I'm like, what's all this going to cost? She's like, $90,000. So, which is very upsetting.
And how often do you have to do this? Like how, I mean.
Well, I'll tell you what ended up getting resolved. But so then before we took the break for lunch at noon, we were almost done. Your Honor. There's an issue. She's like a whiny little. Ugh. There's
at
an issue.
11:57.
Yeah, she's like, we need an attorney fees contribution. And by the way, we can't continue fighting without Jeff's funding. She literally said that.
What?
We can't continue fighting without Jeff's funding.
Jesus.
And so I started laughing, which
I'm
you're not supposed
so
to do.
Confused.
But ugh. I started laughing because it was just so inappropriate. Yeah. Like there's so many other more important issues, like the custody and the holidays. And but she's all she cares about is being paid.
Wow.
That God. She needs a bag.
I was like,
yeah, hello.
And in my mind, I don't know what you were. I was like, shut the fuck up, Allison. You
so
ambulance chasing contingency lawyer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what
I
I'm saying?
I wish Tourette's guy had been around.
Yeah.
Let's send him downtown.
Oh, he's been downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Oh, that sucks.
We're going to go to lunch now, but we're done. I guess we're done for the day. And the judge was like, well, you guys can go to like court. You can go to court mediation at 1:00.
Because there were a few things that Jeff and Gage were personally pretty close on in terms of custody, but the attorneys were just talking about like several other things, and there was not going to come to an agreement. So he said, why don't the two of you just go? I can get you into a room if you want to do that.
So I said to my attorney, I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's Gage
done.
And I
Who's
sit
that?
In a room.
All
and Gage was shit. Cool. He's like, yeah, let's do it. But was weird. I thought was really unprofessional. So I love my attorney. She's like, Jeff, I'm going to wait. And just in case you guys resolve anything, I want to be here to write it up and get it done.
Well, yeah.
Both of his attorneys bailed. Not even one stayed.
What?
Because they don't give a fuck. All they want is to get paid.
They want an extra hour.
But wouldn't they get paid for that extra hour?
Later on, his attorney would say, let's do it right now and wrap it up. There's call us tomorrow. That's like another day.
And they were not granted the fee. So they were like, fuck.
I actually felt bad they left him alone.
Jesus.
Because he didn't know where to go. He didn't know what to do, whatever. So, he and I went into the room, and we figured out the whole custody schedule.
Good for
That's
you.
That's amazing.
That's how it should be.
Wow.
It's not exactly what I wanted, and it's not exactly what he wanted, But what we decided to do is starting on March 11th, I believe, we're going to, so we were on a
232 is the current.
232. We're now going to be on a 225. So he has her Mondays and Tuesdays. I have her every Wednesday and Thursday. And then the Friday, Saturday, Sunday alternate. So what's nice is that I'll have her 5 days one week. He'll have her 5 days. So I can plan things.
So nice. Good for her, too. It's nice. She can settle in. And
we are, the summertime, we're going to go to a week on, week off.
Ooh.
And then that's great because then I can do whatever summer camp I want. He can do whatever summer programs he wants to do. And we figured out the holidays. And then after summer, we will confer and see how she's doing. And if she's doing well with the week on, week off, we'll consider continuing it. If not, we will revert back to the 225. So we worked all of that out, which was great.
Huge. It's a big deal.
Yeah. And so that all is finished.
Good for
so
you.
So now we just have to figure out the financial ends of things, which is very, very complicated. Because... And we actually did have a lot of alone time to talk, which was good because we haven't done that since January. And I said to him, you know, he said, look, we were getting along so well. I said, yeah, until you started dating my ex. And I said, to be honest with you, Gage, I said, that's one of the most hurtful things that's ever happened to me. I said, I'm over it now, but it was a tough, I mean, that was like a tough thing to get over. And he did apologize, but this is the weird part about it. Like he apologized and it seemed very sincere. But then one of them posted a picture together last night, which I thought was kind of the timing was a little off. It's like you and I have this big discussion about what about how upset I was and hurt I was. And then you apologize. But then hours later, one of you posts a picture together.
Yeah, that's
Scott
weird.
Posted it. I think maybe he's trying to like claim his territory. Like Scott put it up on his story. People were sending me that screenshot.
I thought that was odd.
It was.
I thought that was odd timing.
Gross.
Terrible.
But I'm pleased that we did kind of like bridge this bridge this gap, and we were able to work out the custody ends of things and the holidays and so and then spring break we decided we would do like somebody takes a whole week and somebody takes another week.
She gets 2 weeks off.
Yeah
Oh, that's nice.
And then you know then comes the money conversation. And I said to him, look, I want to pay her tuition. And he actually, because in the past, he's fought me on it.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And I said, I'm happy to pay for whatever expenses that you incur. He's like, well, I don't want to like hit you with receipts every 3 days. I said, I have a new bookkeeper. He's very efficient, so much better than the last one. Ugh. Anyway, so I said, you know, I'm happy to pay for her tennis lessons. I'm happy to pay for, like, we can figure out what's appropriate, but I have no problem spending money on my kid.
Of course.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, I don't want to really support a lifestyle where my two exes are living together. You know what I mean? Those two need to work. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to support them.
No.
I'm happy to pay for my kid.
Yeah.
But.
Doesn't that count in court? Like, if you're in front of the judge? You're like, he wants more money. I'll pay for this. I'll pay for that for her. I mean, it's got to count for something.
I think, well, in the conversations, it does count for something. So if I pay her tuition, it saves him $2,000 a month. So that's like
huge.
Another $2,000 a month that you would consider child support.
Of course.
So, and there's donations, you know, that's, you know, when you do these private schools, donations are expected.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, you know, I'm donating and I'm doing all that. I'm like, I might as well just pay the tuition. He's like, you don't have to donate. I said, yes, you do.
Yeah.
It's expected.
Yeah.
So I would rather just take, and also he wasn't on time last year with the tuition, with his portion. So I feel like this way, we're for sure, it'll be paid in full when it's supposed to be paid. And I have no problem doing that.
Yeah.
So how did you feel like things went yesterday?
I mean, it was great to see you guys like work it out, because that just hasn't been the case, because it's just because of so high conflict, everything's been through the attorneys, and then their egos get involved and their hours get involved. So I think that was the most efficient way to do this, and you guys really did come up with a solution that is good for Monroe. Like, ultimately the 225 is better for her, it's better for you, it's better for Gage. Like, that is very much like a win-win.
The one thing I'm a little concerned about, and I alerted him to, is, and I'm going to blame Allison for this, because I do believe Allison has some unresolved resentment towards me. I said to him, I said, why would you say that in the declaration about fencing? So they basically, they accused me in the declaration that I took Monroe to fencing because it is basically, it is my interest and I am forcing her to do it because I'm interested. Have you ever heard me fucking talk about fencing?
That is so random.
I didn't know you were so fascinated by fencing. Yeah,
I asked my kid what she wanted to do and she chose fencing. I said, Gage, why would you say that? You know that she wants to do it.
She's like, in the Parent Trap, she wants to try it.
He goes, what are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
He goes, I know she wants to take fencing. I said, do you not even read what they're sending me? He goes, honestly, I don't read all of it.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, there was something else that I have to remember, but there was something else that I was really angry about. Oh, I know what it was. I said, and you know what? How fucking dare you and your attorneys? Like, there was, and it was, it had something to do with you, Jameson. Do you remember when I brought Monroe to work and she was in the green room and we turned off the sound because, you know, this is an adult show. Yeah. I don't want her to hear it. But the last 2 minutes of the broadcast, we brought her in and Jameson and Alyssa sang her favorite song for her, which is from
Aladdin.
I should know that.
A Whole New World.
I should know her favorite song. Anyway, and it was a really sweet moment. And I said, why would you fucking say that, you know, and make that such a terrible moment?
They made this huge thing that Jeff let her sit on the show. She heard the whole thing. They were talking shit about Gage and she was here. Like, they made this whole production about exposing her to this content.
And you know what he said to me? He goes, I know. He goes, I watched the video.
Oh my God.
I said,
you got to get your lawyers in check, man.
He's got to get his lawyers in check.
Seriously.
I think this is this is led by Allison.
Yeah.
I don't know what she, what is she? You know what it is? I'll tell you. I already know this. I know what it is because this happens to me all the time. I remind her of somebody who fucked her over.
Ooh.
It was a college boyfriend. Mm. He cheated. He ghosted. Whatever he did. Mm-hmm. And I probably look like him, talk like him, whatever.
He was gay?
He was gay.
That's probably a big part of the issue that she had.
Yeah. He was also a self-absorbed Disneyland.
Okay. Fencing obsessed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but this is like, she's taking this personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe you should just send her a Chanel bag.
Jealous.
And she'll leave you alone forever.
Oh,
I don't know. The damage is done. So it was kind of interesting talking about that because those declarations are awful.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I'm really impressed with you guys, with both of you. I'm so glad you got that custody part done with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems defeated, to be honest with you. Like, he's like, I want this over.
I'm sure.
He's like,
sound fun.
It is so expensive and it is. I mean, it's really like financially taxing.
And
so,
time-consuming, emotionally all-consuming. Like, it was, I get it.
That's so nice how you have this whole custody thing set up and you can really make plans. Like, you guys can plan some fun things together and you know what to expect and your weeks on, weeks off. It's so nice.
And by the way, I got to tell you what happened. Oh my God. No, this is fucking horrible. And by the way, this is how much I love my attorney and hate his. Not Alex, Allison. Because there was a case before us. And they had to take the baby.
Oh, no.
It was a toddler from one of the parents and give it to the other parent.
Oh, my God.
And I could hear the kids screaming.
Okay.
And my attorney was tearing up. She's like, I've only seen this 3 times. I started tearing up. I had to walk down the hall.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Because I could hear this kid screaming, and I had to walk down the hall. And by the way, it's in those moments where you think, This is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Why did they bring the kid in? Doesn't the kid like stay with somebody else and then afterwards, like right there, like that? Oh my God.
It was awful.
Oh God.
So when
you kind of have it good when you think about it that way.
So when we walked into mediation, I was like, we didn't argue at all. We were like, we just started agreeing. Boom, 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 boom. And I was actually very pleased with the outcome.
Do you feel lighter? Do you feel like you can kind of just focus on some other things?
Yeah,
now?
You do look skinny today.
190.
Thank you. Actually, it was like 190.4 or something
there
like that.
Go. He is lighter. He's a pound lighter than yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Mm-hmm.
I was. I am a pound lighter.
Okay, never mind.
It's all those stairs
I
you guys had
to
walk.
Court.
Oh, those 8 floors.
Take me to court. I want Allison.
Don't want Allison. Oh, and then by the way, Shane got us stuck at the metal detector. Why, Shane?
Oh God.
I have
titanium plate in your balls.
He's blushing a little.
He's
blushing.
A skin thing in my backpack, like a roller.
Oh my God.
It's from Nurse Jamie.
So she stopped it, or the guy
stopped
it.
It's like, beep, beep, beep,
but
beep,
when are you doing that? Like in court, you're rolling your face?
Like, I have it in my bag. I'll do it like in the car,
oh
like
my God,
from my
you're
chin.
So funny.
And so then the guy pulled it out and he was like, what is this? Because it does look.
It looks like a weapon.
Sus.
So I can serve cunt.
Like, I want to serve cunt in court. And I was like, oh, it's just like a de-stressor. Like, I get puffy. Like, so I have to, like,
oh
have
my God.
Roller. It was a whole thing.
So, do you have to give it up? Do you have to give it to him?
No. He
put it up his butt.
He believed me.
Totally. He's rolling his face right now.
I don't think that security guard ever saw anything like that. Do you have it with you?
He should probably.
Like a fascist sculptor.
Yeah, I want it. What does it do exactly? Does it move the fat around? Can I use it?
It's what we saw. We saw on Housewives, right? One of them had it.
Which one?
Notoriously.
Okay, so show us how you do it.
Oh my God, there was that girl who got stressed. Was that Sutton?
There it is.
Sutton.
You guys, it was Sutton. She was like rolling nervously.
Oh, and Sutton goes to Nurse Jamie. Makes sense.
I'm sure.
Does that light up?
No.
You put it in the fridge?
Oh, I actually haven't ever seen that one before.
That
oh,
is,
yeah, that's we're looking. It's a wand, and then it has
oh my God,
that kind of
that
like,
looks like the big, craziest it. Weapon. That's
that
insane.
Is a vibrator for a vagina.
Totally.
So why you see why he got stuck?
Like, doesn't vibrate.
Where you're trying to get us all to like you're to co-sign that is a facial moment. That
it
is
looks
for your
like
twat.
Something you could like impale into someone if you were walking down the street.
It definitely looks like a weapon.
But if you do it right here, if I do it, I'll break. You'll be like, oh, Shane, you're snatched.
You are serving time.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.